Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Out jumps good old Santa Claus, down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Oh, who wouldn't go? Who wouldn't go? Up on
the
house,
bring me back to when I was a child. How about you, Jay? Maybe not.
Yeah, whenever we would do Christmas programs, we had the choreographed hand movements, the quote-unquote dance that we would do while singing it.
Well, there you go. Good way for us to start this hour of the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program inside the minds of lots of people with thoughts and trends and tidbits of information, what you need to know, sort of the facts of the stories, and then maybe a little of the independent thinker. We're pursuing independent thoughts here on Good Day, so help yourself with your independent thought. The social media address, Facebook and Instagram, is Good Day Radio Show, at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. On air with me is Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, the top of the morning to you, the top of the day to you. Had a little bit of snow here for the first day. You must have a little snow, lake effect snow on you in Cleveland over the weekend too, right?
Nope.
Snow? No snow! How did we get it and you didn't?
But yeah.
An outrage. Who do I talk to about that? Wow, zowie. All right, speaking of outrages, Kerry Lake has filed a lawsuit. Amazing, isn't it? I lost, so therefore it must be a fake election.
Well, she's told us ahead of time. We should have been prepared.
If we don't win, I don't win, it's going to be because the other guy cheated and lied and stole and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, the facts here, a civil complaint filed with the Maricopa County Superior Court naming the Secretary of State, the Democratic Governor-elect Katie Hobbs, the county recorder, Stephen Ridger, elections director, Scott Jarrett, and both the office of Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, and individually they're being sued as well. So looking at this, I'm not sure who decides what is false and what is distorted and what isn't. Isn't that supposed to be the court's decision? I see all kinds of people saying, news media claiming that it's full of falsehoods. I'm pretty comfortable that it probably is because I think she's a nut job. Anyway, how do they know before? It's pretty much the same thing as what Trump did after he lost the election in 2020. So how much of this is this going to become, if I don't win, then it's got to be that I was cheated and
definitely
the election was
the door
stolen from me.
Open to this. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, the lawsuit seeks extraordinary, unprecedented, and unlawful relief of fully overturning the election and certifying her as the winner. What a joke. I'm not going to make a judgment on the other things because the other things need to be adjudicated in court. So for all those who say that it's full of falsehoods, probably, yes, unlikely that it's got merit. But it's still a way for her to continue to make noise, to be in front of the public some more. She was a local news anchor in Phoenix for quite a long time. So Trump endorsed her, therefore I have to win because everybody Trump endorses wins. Well, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out anything but true, pretty much for the course of the midterm elections. So anyway, they have, there were 70 of the 233 voting locations impacted in part by printing bumps. See, that's what I'm saying. There are things to this. These people knew that she was going to cause trouble, and yet they didn't do the job. How is it? And this happens, I always use Florida as an example, because for years and years and years and years and years, Florida was a mess. And they never really paid attention to fixing the problem. And so if there were things here that were known to be a problem, then it seems to me that they've got a leg to stand on here. And who knows what will happen in court. Law there in Arizona, see, every state has a different law when it comes to the elections, which I think is, I don't know, there's a problem there, too. Challenges to elections can only be filed once the vote is certified and within a five-day window from the certification. Monday was, a week ago, was when they were certified, and at the end of the day on Friday, that's when this thing showed up. So, just as far as I'm concerned, as I said, she's kind of a nutcase. I was looking at something that my friend, the late Jim Bohannon, said with regard to this sort of stuff, and I wonder how many of us, when we are confronted, I know there are some of you who think that she's marvelous and she'd be a great governor. She's a cuckoo bird. And so that's my read on it anyway.
But just the preempting of if I lose, complete fraud. The preempting of all of that rather than letting things play out and then fighting it, it changed the storyline of what it could have been.
Well, it may have cost her some votes. Maybe she might have won if she just kept quiet about it.
That's
Jim Bohannon said on the air once, quote, "Our political system gives the extremes too much of a say-so. We're very often given the choice between an off-the-wall right-wing wacko, hello, or some left-wing idiot. The result is the sensible center, where things actually get done in this country, wind up having to choose from the evil of two lessers," which is something, let's remember that, okay? And then country over party, all of that stuff that I have been using as a mantra.
Mm-hmm.
It is nothing but hurting our country. Those people will tell you because their egos, those people who want to be elected, there's a certain amount of ego and narcissism involved in wanting to be elected in the first place. That's just the way it is. But when it gets to a point where this sort of thing happens, the people who, it's sort of like a law, it's like a situation I'm involved in here locally, right? There are people who are just waiting at the edge of the town to file a lawsuit or an optimist. They want not to have me do what my partners and I are doing with this agrohood on the farm. They just don't want anything there at all. So we're doing every possible thing we can to make this something that's appeal-proof. And so we're focused on it to do every single thing the right way. That's what should have happened here. Every single thing that possibly could go wrong could be addressed. This, especially something as simple as what she claims when there were problems, simple problems like this. I don't know. I'm surprised. I used to actually have citizenship in Arizona and voted there a couple of times. I used to own a couple thousand acres of land there in a way out in the middle of nowhere. And so I got familiar with Arizona and their politics. And it's a little bit like Florida, although I think Florida's matured. Say what you will about DeSantis, but whether it's his leadership or somehow or other they've cleaned up their act, they kind of did. Because I think, if nothing else, they were thinking about what happened in 2020, and they didn't want to leave themselves open. So apparently in Arizona, they weren't smart enough to figure that out. What do those of you who are listening to the program in Arizona think? File it under our social media, Facebook and Instagram page at Good Day Radio Show. What is it that you think? Now, if you're a partisan, don't waste your time, because I know what you're going to say. Right, don't waste your time. If you got something new to add to this discussion, then help yourself. Because by the time we closing a business on Friday with our talk radio countdown show, it'll be interesting to have that as a focus. She wants to have a new election. So you know what that got the Republicans in Georgia? They kept, okay, we got to have a new election. Yep, all right, well, let's have a new election. And then I don't know that the people who supported Herschel Walker are saying it was fraudulent. I'm sure there are some who say, ah, yeah, look at this. Democrats this and the Democrats that. It's not going to help. None of this stuff helps America move forward and fix its problems. None of it does. Speaking of Arizona, I noticed that Senator Bernie Sanders, who is ran kind of as a Democrat, but he caucuses with the Democrats. He's an independent as well. He took his shots at Senator Kyrsten Sinema over the weekend. The decision to become an independent. He says she sabotaged the Democrats.
Huh? Really?
Yeah. What do you mean? Because she decided not to say, "Hey, Bernie, check it out. You're not a Democrat either, even though you do." He said that she's been, everything about her is connected to special interest groups. Hello, Bernie. Look at
so
your
kind of saying that
campaign.
She was never a Democrat to begin with. She. Sabotage, or that
she's saying, I don't know. You know, again, this is back to the words and what people mean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I want to interpret. I'm just looking at the words themselves. He was on the State of the Union, she didn't have, he said, quote, she didn't have the guts to take on special interests. And then he took shots at her voting record because she doesn't vote with him. He votes with the liberals. She votes with the conservatives. So therefore, obviously, she's got to be a bad guy. And that doesn't, that fixes nothing either. He says she's a corporate Democrat. Yeah. Look at every single person who's in the Senate and the House, who's a governor. Look at their people, who's contributed to their campaign, and tell me that nobody is pushed on by special interests. That you won't find. 18 after the hour.
Pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector grade U.S. Morgan silver dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and they require comprehensive coverage.
Silver
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 23 after the hour. Monday is upon us, the 12th of December. So that was, as we look at the calendar, as Jennifer dislikes me talking about how far we are along in the month, we are a third of the way through the month of December. We are less than 2 weeks from Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas, what, 2 weeks from yesterday?
3 weeks from the end of the year.
3 weeks from the end of the year. And we are a week away from the first full day of winter. So there you go, folks. You got that all in your, put that in your pocket calendar or whatever it is, however you keep track of your days, all right? Here's Lisa Kudrow having some thoughts about Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox comparing their body images. That'll be interesting. So we'll check this out together right after this. You run a small to mid-sized business that stayed open during COVID? If you did, listen up, because there's some great news. Government funds are available that reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021, despite the struggles with COVID. If you had more than five employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for up to $26,000 per employee at ReliefChecks.com. ReliefChecks.com. You heard it right. Up to $26,000. Per employee, go to reliefchecks.com, answer a couple of questions, and then the experts at reliefchecks.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this government program than the tax experts at reliefchecks.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and only get paid at the percentage of the funds they get to you. If you have five or more employees, let reliefchecks.com help you out. Up to $26,000 per employee. Visit reliefchecks.com.
What's going on?
All right, so what is going on here, Jay? Lisa Kudrow, one-third of the female experience when it came to Friends, along with Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston. So what's the big deal? Why she was on a podcast speaking about how she felt seeing the co-stars in clothing.
It's more like about body comparison and how she felt like she looked a certain way. She didn't think she was overweight, and she still says she wasn't overweight. She thought she was pretty thin.
What started all of this? Where did this start? Where did it come from? Why now? Why here? Why Is there a question?
Well, it's people are talking about it because of a podcast where she discussed all of this. But what stemmed was she started Friends and realized that her co-stars, who became her real-life friends, looked a little bit different. And she was like, wait, I don't think I look as I thought I looked. And then she thought it was tailoring and asked her co-stars to come in to speak to the costume designer about different tailoring. And then she was like, oh, it's just the actual shape of her body. And she's like, I wasn't saying I was overweight. She was just saying that she thought her body was kind of one shape until she saw these other women and who had the shape she thought she had and realized in comparison she didn't have that shape. She was just talking about the jarring of thinking one thing, growing up thinking one thing, and then all of a sudden you visually see something else.
So where did she come from? Why was this a part? I would want to know what her parents raised her to think, what body image in this circumstance. Okay, so Jennifer and Courtney looked one way.
It was what she visually saw. She saw herself as thin, which she was, but she thought she just probably had more curves.
I'm talking about the psychological impact. I would never have even thought about this had she not brought it up. And even when she brings it up, it seems to me to speak to something that is wrong with imaging. And what? So she didn't look like the other two. So what? The other two were maybe too skinny or whatever it is. I just think we have a psychosis in our country about stuff like this. She was fine. And it's too bad she didn't feel that way about herself, frankly. Anyway, but it's a lesson. There's a lesson there for sure. 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many pet guardians would like to introduce a second pet into their home. They're just not aware of how to do it properly. The first and most important thing you need to do is always make sure that pet number one and pet number two have been to the veterinarian or up to date on their vaccinations. If at all possible, try to familiarize pet number one with the smell of pet number two and vice versa by using a stuffed animal and bringing the scent around. Also, if you're particularly concerned about your pet's reaction, make sure you introduce them on neutral territory. This way there's no possessiveness. And very often there's battles over food when you bring a new pet into the household. My recommendation is definitely to feed each dog out of two dishes. This way you'll find that they'll be less possessive over their dishes as well. And make sure you spend plenty of time introducing them to people. Lots of times friends come over and they want to bypass the older pet for that new puppy or that new kitten. Make them stop. Make them play with the older pet first. This way when they leave, everyone in the entire family can sit down and get along with each other. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As thousands of migrants are lining up at the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of Title 42 expiring this week, a convicted child molester was captured trying to enter the United States over the weekend. Former acting ICE director Tom Holman on Fox.
Over the last three decades, if you look at who Border Patrol arrests, by an average 20-22% over the last decade of everybody Border Patrol arrests, that's a prior criminal history. They arrested over 20,000 convicted criminals last year, and over 100 of them were convicted of homicide, of murder.
Biden administration officials will meet Monday to discuss the next steps in securing the release of former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan from Russia. Whelan was jailed in Russia in 2020 on spying charges. Hostage Affairs envoy Roger Karstens says that the President and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken were personally focused on the effort to free Waylon. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Polar
Express.
I've never seen that film.
Oh, yeah, it's so good. One of the best Christmas films ever. Loved it as a kid.
Okay. But so a lot of people don't know it, so maybe we can deep six it and come up. There's so many tunes that people do know. I'm not necessarily. Well, yes, I am criticizing it because if Jay and I don't know it, then that is a good difference. There's a good chance that people don't know what that is. So,
is that Tom Hanks singing it?
That is Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is one of the main stars, yeah.
Yeah, he is, right.
I didn't know he could sing.
He can do anything with a recording machine, as we've proven many times here. All right, 34, almost 35 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program for December the 12th. As we are saying, the clock is ticking, time is fleeting, and we are moving closer to, I did a couple of things online, but I found this brownie person. There's a brownie lady in Los Angeles who makes the absolute best brownies, and so I'm sending those around to a few people. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if you don't get them, but don't be surprised if you do get them.
Ooh.
How's that?
You have a brainy person.
Opportunity. Yes, right. Opportunities come by creating them. I was just thinking about what I was saying and all of the stuff that I don't normally want to talk about much, but it's hard to escape some of these things, like the Carrie Lake thing and like the Kristen Sinema thing. And like Marjorie Taylor Greene says, we would have won if I'd been in charge of the January 6th attack. What the hell does that mean? We would have won. What do you mean? What do you mean? We would have won. She's going back to what Jim Bohannon said. If you didn't hear me, I quoted him from one of his last broadcasts before he passed away. And he is referring, or he often referred to the political system as extremes. And he said, we've been given the choice between an off-the-wall right-winger like Marilyn, what's her face, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and some left-wing idiot. And there are, we can go through the list. And just because you don't understand, and I'm saying this to you, this is the question that I have for all of you. Do you really understand? And I don't mean to sound like I'm like lecturing to you, but the problem with this is people don't understand the system. And those who don't vote in the primaries, 20%, usually 22, 24%, like in those numbers, but in the 20 range, less than a third of people eligible to vote, vote in the primaries. And that's why all these whack jobs get in, because they rally all of their factions and supporters to go out and vote for them. The same that happened here in Massachusetts. We had a Republican governor for the third time in my recent memory. And because of the impact of Trump and him endorsing some whack job, who ran for governor, they did polling and polling and more polling and found that because of that influence, he wouldn't win in the primary. So he decided not to run again. And he's actually a much better governor than who we have now. Lady's a Democrat, but she's not a stellar. I mean, Nate Baker wasn't really stellar, but he had an even hand most of the time. He was a corporate lackey for the drug companies and stuff, and made some decisions that weren't in the best interest of the public, but certainly better than what Maura Healey offers in my judgment. But at any rate, I just think that because folks don't understand what the system is all about, and we get this kind of stuff. Imagine her saying, we would have won if she had organized the attack. What in the world is the matter with you, lady?
Yeah, and to echo your point on the primaries, we're always talking about how we come to elections and it feels like we are not voting for the person we want in office. We are voting to keep somebody out. We're not voting for, we're voting against. But with the primaries, there are enough candidates that you could actually find one that's the person you want to vote for, rather than when it gets down to the two and it's like, okay, now we're just voting against somebody. The primaries are so important.
Yeah, they sure are. All right, well, there are a lot of people who are interested in the soccer realities here. I see that one of the people who was a journalist reporting on the World Cup passed away watching a match over in Qatar. He'd been a sports writer for quite a long time. His name is Grant Wall. And so he worked, I guess, for NPR, right, didn't he? I think I remember seeing that somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't know that
so
much.
So beloved. A lot of people say that he is a big proponent for making soccer so popular in
is
the
he?
States, right? Just the way he would write about it. And you have athletes across all different sports who were just like, he was the best. He was just an absolute.
So what happened? Did he get something?
The official cause of death has not been immediately available, but he had said that he fell ill, and with the way the job is during the World Cup, it's lack of sleep, it's high stress, you have to go, and all of this stuff, and his body just eventually broke down. He was being treated for bronchitis, and then it got way worse. He said a week ago or 2 weeks ago that his cough kind of was already reminding him of a death rattle.
So I wonder, how did Qatar get this? This is a little-known country in the middle of nowhere, and it's run by a group called the Supreme Committee. What does that tell you right off the bat? It sounds like an Iranian sort of, okay, we've got one person, and that person's in charge, and death to all those who fuss about what's going on in our country. I have not been a follower of this. I don't follow a lot of sports stuff, so I may sound like I don't really know what I'm talking about. That's why I hesitate to a point to talk much about it, except that I don't understand how the voting is. They pay off.
I mean, they put up the money for the event, and they won the bid.
Yeah, so it's FIFA that decides, right?
Mm-hmm.
FIFA, FIFA, whatever.
FIFA.
Yeah. All right, so here's where we are here. I should turn it over to you. Looks like Morocco has reached the semifinals, right?
They beat
Portugal.
They're taking on France on Wednesday and Argentina and Croatia tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And so the United States has been out for about a week or so, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right,
Netherlands.
Yep. Okay, so there is a lot of reporting this week and this past weekend. We talked about it on the Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken Crona. I think we did with Jack, too. So if you listen to those programs, they're heard on many of the same stations that carry the Good Day program. Both Jack and Ken referring, Ken more to COVID because he wants everybody to get to the shots. And I'm getting to the point where I'm almost, I don't want to tell him, well, because he's got, people say, well, Doug, where's your doctorate? I don't have one. I just have a sense of my own well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I don't think the shots are the right choice. There's too many questions coming up now with various people that I know. And so I'm just not going to worry about it. And I think my children understand that. And so I'm taking a trip this week to Israel. They are not masking, but they're testing. When you get off the plane, you have to be tested. And I don't know what they do with you if they find that you're not. I'm going to see my friend Uri Geller and visit some other people and places that I like there. I enjoy Israel a great deal. Been there 5-6 times in my life, and I find it a fascinating place. He's having his birthday, so I'm going to spend a long weekend there and then come back to be in Los Angeles for Christmas with Jasper. I call him Jay Bird. Anyway, the conversation about COVID when you travel is there, but it's not really affecting people's decisions to travel. In other words, travel, not to travel. It isn't like it was before because we have come, in my mind, to understand that COVID is one of the viruses that we're going to have to deal with. It's winter time. I think you can expect cases. Mm-hmm. I think you can expect death.
It's endemic at this point.
Exactly. It's here. And if you get a flu shot next year, they're not doing it this year, but next year, Ken says, they will be an all-in-one because COVID is another flu. That's it. It's a virus. There are viral diseases that seem to take more of a toll in the wintertime for lots of different reasons, including the fact that we're shut in more than we are in the summertime. People are dying of COVID, and they're dying of the flu. And so when you look at all the... I'm not one of these people that's into the counts of citizens, or what is the CDC classifies the flu activity is high this year. Hospitalizations will be high.
Mm-hmm.
Cases will be high. The number of people having colds will be high. And is it serious? Yeah. If you've got a weakened immune system, it sure is. If you're not eating good foods, mostly children under the age of 2 and people who are in their 70s, 80s, or anybody who's older that has a weakened immune system, you're going to be a sitting duck for this. It's just the way it is. And there's not much. You can see that all the shots now, and pretty much the original run of shots, have run their course. And people who had the shots are getting sick. I think, didn't you? You were that. Didn't you had shots? Right?
Yeah,
and you
still
got it?
I had 3. And when I had COVID in June, I was more run down than anything else. And I just had that prolonged COVID.
But
when I got it in October, I had every symptom and then some. And I'm still kind of recovering.
Yeah, right. So as you gather for the holidays, I guess that's really kind of, we've had it, we've seen, I don't know that there's been have we looked at spikes since Thanksgiving? I don't see a huge spike in any of the stuff that I'm looking at.
It seems like the flu is what's most people I know are getting.
Right, regular flu. Right, that's it. RSV and the flu often, again, are for the young and the old and for people with weakened immune systems. I didn't know RSV had been around for a long time. Never heard of it before this year. Did you?
But yeah,
then every time I talk about it, oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
That's why I kept questioning. I'm like, why is it so prevalent this year? Why is it being talked about so much more?
Mm. You know, one of the things about the, and this is my own experience, I think, as much as anything else, and because of what we do for a living, I suppose it's a little dangerous, and dangerous in the sense that we are exposed to lots of different ideas. I was convinced by Jack Stockwell early on that the only thing that would make any difference was a really heavy mask, the N95s or something that's an equivalent. Other than that, you're just whistling Dixie. It's theater. It's not doing you any good, not doing anybody else any good, because those particles from that virus are so small, they get through and then...
Through that fabric, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, some food for thought as we move along here, 47 after the hour. Here's something for business owners, small business owners. If you're business stayed open during COVID, speaking of COVID, here's COVIDpayment.com that has some great news for you. The feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021, and COVID is the main reason for this to be a very important thing for you. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. So how do you get your hands on this dough? You go to COVIDpayment.com, COVIDpayment.com, and see what they can do for you and your company. That's COVIDpayment.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry?
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
It's a me too.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three past the hour now. Monday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dugger and Jay Bird here. I like that. There was a fellow I grew up with, a disc jockey. His name was Jay Dunn, WBZ in Boston, and he referred to himself, but most of the colleagues that worked with him on the station all called him the Jaybird. I don't know where that started. Yeah, well, Jasper, my grandson, also we're calling him Jaybird for whatever the reason. Listen, it may stick, it may not, but it's interesting. Let's get to what we're doing here in the farm, food, and family segment of the Doug Good Day program. Today, you can celebrate with all of us who love gingerbread because it is traditionally Gingerbread Decorating Day. Children and adults, ooh, yum, yum, yum. And does this help you set the mood for the Christmas and holiday season? Yeah.
Yeah, it sure does. Fun.
Yeah. One of the oldest holiday traditions. The day unleashes the hidden artist in all of us, does it now? I just take one of those things that filled with those, with white frosting and just, you know, spray it all over the place. Now, the original gingerbread decorating day goes back who knows how long, certainly to the 10th century, and he was a monk named Gregory of Nicopolis. He brought the spices from the Middle East, demonstrated gingerbread making, using a lot of molasses and that sort of thing. This is something that was religious because all of the French Christians were the ones identified as making gingerbread. Then you move to the 13th century, gingerbread very popular with the nuns. Okay. They like to paint them and decorate them, and that's nice. Okay, so we got fast forward to the 17th century, gingerbread sold in monasteries all over England. It's thought to have had medicinal properties. Well, ginger is good for you, right? Ginger is very good. Ginger ale.
Amazing.
Ginger beer, just ginger itself. It's pretty strong if you take it by itself. It really is. But gingerbread
Moving into
ginger salad dressing, throw ginger in some stir fry. You can do so many things with ginger. Throw it in water, like some ginger and some mint and water, and
it's good for it. Yep. All right. So anyway, in the 18th century, gingerbread was mass produced, and now we have what we have. Yeah, it was something that's good for you and fun and cool. So enjoy Gingerbread Baking Day. Here's our recall of the day. The Texas Department of Health ordered a recall of all oysters harvested off the coast of Galveston Bay. That's a very low, if you ever drive, there's a main road goes down there. And on both sides of the highway is the ocean because it is the ocean in essence, Galveston Bay and on the Gulf of Mexico side. It's below sea level. And so a lot of dirt and crap gets in. I can see why this could happen. So you're supposed to not shuck oysters harvested in that area, Galveston Bay. Last month or so, a couple of months, you should not, if you had any of those. To how much do oysters travel? You could probably put them on a plane and travel across the country with them, right?
Yeah, and I feel like a lot
lobsters
of times
do.
They travel alive. Mm-hmm. And then,
yeah, right, then they're cooked or something.
Keep them as fresh as possible.
But a lot of people eat raw oysters. Oh, that's so gross. Oh, yeah.
Slimy.
Oh, awful. All right, one of the things that people are wondering about is why it is we had such a problem with, still having it now, with food. Well, one person said there's just not enough water to grow everything. Yep, okay. I think that's a pretty good answer, especially in places like the state of California, but other states too, that don't basically harvest water. The state of California is whacked when it comes to so many different things. And the fact that all of the other southwestern states that have water problems have big retaining facilities to capture the rainwater when it comes down. Same California? Yeah, we can't do that. It might be some environmental goo-goo who's going to grow in those tanks, so we can't have that. So as a result, we don't have enough water for the farmers, even up in Central California. And that's where a lot of the stuff, so far $3 billion in agricultural losses in California, a lot of the food, a lot of the tomatoes, fruit and veggies, all that stuff comes from the American West. And if there isn't enough water because of bad leadership, you know what happens. So if you're having to pay a whole lot more, and most people are paying a whole lot more for food this winter, you can focus on the whack jobs in California. 59 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.